If you happen to think that American politics could use some more humor, consider a rowdy country singer turned rogue mystery writer who wants to be the next governor of Texas. Kinky Friedman's campaign slogan is, "How hard can it be?" He could ask a previous governor of Texas, George W. Bush, who along with former President Clinton consider themselves Friedman's literary fans. NPR's Ketzel Levine traveled to the writer's ranch north of San Antonio to profile a man who continues to reinvent himself.
When President Bush found out that Kinky Friedman was running for his old job, he asked him what his platform was. "I didn't really have an answer at the time," Friedman wrote in his regular column for Texas Monthly, "but I've had a chance to think it over.
I don't want a platform because I'm afraid they might try to build a trap door in it."
Push past the one-liner and you will get a glimpse of Richard Kinky Friedman's politics, just not for long.
"I am against the declawing of cats. I'd make that illegal. Killing any animals will be illegal at the pounds. I mean, it will become a no-kill state. We'll have the Texas Peace Corps, which is not an oxymoron. And remember, I'm a Jew. I'll hire good people."
"Thank you very much."
Now, before you even think of taking offense, consider the source. Kinky Friedman is a Texas bad boy who loves to offend. It's a good guess his run for office is largely seditious. Sources close to reality assure NPR that the candidate has no chance. Nevertheless, between now and the election in 2006, you can bet the man in the black cowboy hat will be making trouble and having a good old time.
Take it away, Wichita!
To better understand this character, let's go back 30 years, meet Kinky Friedman and the Texas Jew Boys.
"You uppity women, I don't understand why you gotta go and try to act like a man. But before you make your weekly visit to the shrink, you better occupy the kitchen, liberate the sink,
get your biscuits in the oven and your buns in the bed." It's a cheeky anti-feminist diatribe with lyrics that double dare the genre. Kinky Friedman and his boys were the shock jocks of their day. No issue was too sacred for parody. "They ain't making Jews like Jesus anymore" was a song about intolerance. "Ride 'em Jew Boy" was, unbelievably enough, a ballad about the Holocaust.
The Texas Jew Boys were a country band with a social conscience, which was a tragic mistake. And I consider that a failure. I guess because I didn't make the money that a lot of these other people did. I had a hit song, Sold American, in 1973.
How did that go?
How'd the song go? "Everything's been sold American. The early times is finished and the one ads all are red. Everyone's been sold American, been dreaming dreams in a roll-away bed." Anyway, it was recorded by Glenn Campbell, but unfortunately he recorded it on an album called I Knew Jesus Before He Was a Superstar, and the album tanked rather severely. Then Glenn Campbell tanked rather severely.
Then the Texas Jew Boys tanked. The band broke up and a few lean years followed, strung out years as he tells it. But inspired by the fictional detective French Inspector McGray, Kinky Friedman borrowed a friend's typewriter and recreated himself as a private eye.
"All right, here I am. I've got a malarial relapse and I'm in the hospital. I tried to sleep, but it's not easy when your forehead feels hotter than the third ring of Saturn. Or was it Jupiter that had the rings? When you're delirious, it's hard to remember these things. When you're healthy, they may assume a certain degree of importance in a game of trivia or a college exam or some other exercise in vapidity. But when you're dying, you really don't give a damn."
That's from The Prisoner of Van Damme Street, published this year. It's Kinky Friedman's 18th novel, written, as were most of them, in a haze of cigar smoke amid the crazed chaos of his home office, where dusty little Buddhas and toy armadillos sit beside the poems of Emily Dickinson. As for the prose that comes out of this office, expect ranting, bawdy detective parodies with nefarious characters based on the author's real-life friends. And expect to learn a lot about the Kingster, a character indistinguishable from the author himself.
"That's not because I'm a self-absorbed idiot. That's not truly what I am. I believe that the deeper you look into yourself, the more you see everybody else. And I'm not the first one that thought of this. Steinbeck said it well with Tom Joad, that we're everywhere you look in the day or night, that's where I'm going to be, Ma. He said that we're all part of one big soul. So if that be true, which I believe, then the more you know yourself, and one way to know yourself is to write mystery novels in the middle of the night in an old house like this and smoke a cigar, you really begin to know what you think."
Another way to know yourself is to look into your heart. And what does Kinky Friedman find there but a home for unwanted dogs? We are light years and yet just a few dusty miles from the writer's home outside Kerrville, Texas. Open-air kennels tucked beneath trees shudder with the sound of canines.
In Utopia, we're at Utopia Rescue Ranch.
It's a far cry from his other pursuits, but this no-kill animal shelter plays a huge role in Kinky Friedman's life. He doesn't run the Utopia Rescue Ranch, which adopts and places animals from all over the country, but he uses his fame and his friends to keep the place in dogs and cash. Further kinky evidence, humor, even here. Howling in the background is a beagle named Martha Stewart, hoping to get out of the pen.
I believe when you get to heaven that all the dogs and cats you've ever had in your life will come running to meet you.
That's a reason to go.
That's a good reason to go, yeah.
The next governor of Texas, maybe, if the state goes to the dogs. Ketzel Levine, NPR News.
Now you heard my story about this awful tragedy. We all pray she'll fly home safe.
You can hear full-length versions of some of Kinky Friedman's best-known songs by going to npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.